Hi, I'm Jared Sampson, and we are spending a little bit of time to get to know our Saint Stations a little bit better. At the end of each season, we know we lose some players and people go on to different endeavors in their life, but we also have to say farewell to several Saint Stations each year who time out after 4 years on the team. And we're going to start off right now and talk to our first Saint Station who has reached her four-year mark, Jeremy. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jared?
I'm wonderful. So how does this feel now? We're sitting here talking about 4 years of your life amongst your entire dance career. You've danced pretty much, you told me, all your life, right?
Yes, I danced when I was younger. I did high school dance team. I went to Southern Miss. I was actually on both of the dance teams at Southern Miss, Dixie Darlings and Southern Misses. And I'm finalizing my dance career on the Saint Stations, and I'm really sad that it's over now.
It's over, but dance is not over, right? You're going to continue to dance?
I'd like to continue. You know, I'll do the alumni, Saint Station alumni every 2 years, and maybe, you know, help out at a studio locally in Mississippi.
Okay. But what do you take with you most from all your dance careers? You know, this is the highlight, NFL. You were an NFL cheerleader for 4 years. What are you going to take with you? What is your most cherished memory?
You know, just being on the field, being a role model for a lot of younger girls along the Gulf Coast, as well as in the Louisiana area. Have a lot of people in Mississippi that look up to me because I have made it this far. And, you know, like I said, it's a closing chapter, but it's been a good chapter of my life.
So what's next? What's next for you in your life without being a professional dancer?
I'm currently a mortgage rep for a mortgage servicing company on the coast, so I'll continue selling homes and, I guess, living vicariously through Saint Station still.
Okay, so definitely be a member of the alumni.
Yes.
And what about any girls who are coming in? You have auditions coming up soon. What would you tell any young ladies that are hopefuls to be a Saint Station and hope to be in your position 4 years from now, saying that they've made it on the team for 4 years?
I'd say, you know, work really hard and make sure they bring it, because it is an honor to be on the team. I look forward to seeing what the new members have to offer, and, you know, just don't take it for granted if you do make the team.
Okay. And what would you tell the Saint Stations who you're leaving behind? They're two-year members, and they're probably returned for another year or two. What do you say to them to wish them well?
Take it all in, because 4 years really goes by really quickly. Okay. And like I said, once again, I'm sad that it's over for me now.
And what has been your biggest learning lesson from being a Saint Station?
Biggest learning lesson? Just taking pride in myself, you know, as being a woman in the public eye. You know, it's taught me a lot about myself and helped me grow in the past 4 years.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else you want to share with anybody? That this is your final farewell as a Saint Station. So what do you tell the Saints fans that have cheered along with you during these 4 years?
Thank you to everybody on the Gulf Coast that's cheered me on these past 4 years. It's been an honor to serve the Saints Nation.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. And we wish you very well in your endeavors, and keep dancing.
All right.